You're not an astronomer. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas economist and longtime A&M Commerce Economics Professor, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
I came across an article. This is by Frama, I believe it's Harup, and I've read her name many times, but I don't know that I'm saying it correctly. Well-known author. And the headline of the article is On the Economy, Texas Should Not Mess with California. And she makes the point that for as Mark Twain once said, the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. The same might be said for California, according to Frama Harup. And so what was your take on that that article?
It was interesting, and the point that she makes in terms of the proclamations, and these are largely political proclamations or regional ones, that the California economy is doomed. Well, it's not. I did find it interesting. She said these come largely from right-leaning things, so we get a left-leaning thing here. But the fact is, two points I'll make. When you look at growth rates and movements of economies, it takes several years for both human and non-human resources to migrate. So we've heard a lot about the outflow from California. And as she mentions in there, there have been some major relocations all the way from Oracle and others who've Elon Musk, others who've come to Texas there. But the argument that the California economy is flat or fallen off the cliff, it has not.
Mm-hmm. But I would, and very often I will make a sports analogy. In a basketball game, if you have a 30-point lead at halftime, and now we're late in the game, and you have a 6-point lead, well, you still have a 6-point lead. You're still winning, but you've lost a lot of that lead, and the trend has not necessarily been good. So might that be applicable to California? Yes, they're still doing well. They still have some very good numbers, but the trend has not necessarily been great.
I think that's a very good analogy there. And when we look at, I wondered, well, right now, we've talked about the recovery coming out. We'll take something such as unemployment. And, of course, she didn't have these figures in her article, probably didn't have access to them at the time. But if we look at the latest unemployment figures, well, in fact, in May, when the national average was 5.8, Texas was a bit above that at 6.5, but California was a 7.9, so almost a point and a half higher than Texas. And it's a case that their economy, again, they've had pretty good growth over the past 5 years. We don't have good figures for 2020 yet. And I think as we get 2020 and 2021, that'll be a really interesting thing to look at.
Mm-hmm. Here's some of the key points. Gavin Newsom, the governor out there, recently proclaimed a budget surplus of $75 billion, and he announced the largest sales tax rebate in American history as they returned some of that to California taxpayers. And then if you've got a thought on that, go ahead.
When I first heard that in the news about a week ago, that rather shocked me to think, what, California has had that kind of budget surplus?
Yeah.
So I did a fair amount of research on that. The first thing I found is that their budget analyst out there says, well, it's not really 75, it's more like 37,000. $37 billion surplus is still huge.
Yeah.
So when you look at, well, where did that come from? As all of us have seen, the stock market did great in the last few years with all the money that the Fed pumped in.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking about millionaires and billionaires, California has a lot of those. So taxes on capital gains, and I'm talking about California state taxes, that accounted for a huge increase, and even Newsom and others said the capital gains taxes, pumped much of that in. Uh-huh. Now, to me, and you've heard me talk about unfunded pension liabilities before.
Yeah.
That is a big, big, big problem in California. And so let's take that $75 billion that even that Newsom says that is a surplus there. Their unfunded pension liabilities dwarfs that.
Mm.
It's more than two or three times that amount.
Mm.
So one of the questions there is, why would you be doing a rebate on tax revenues if you have a zillion-dollar unfunded liability on that? You've heard the thing of, with a politician, whatever they say, take it with a grain of salt.
Right.
I say if you have a politician facing a recall election, you probably should take it with a box of salt.
Oh, dear. Well, listen, we could go on this, but it's a really interesting article. We'll make a link to it, and, you know, it's kind of the other side of the coin that maybe we don't think about as much as we should here in Texas. But, yeah, California's not going away, so I think it's fair to say that. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Yeah, it's very much my pleasure.
All right, Dr. Dale Thunderbird, Northeast Texas economist. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.